might be able to make one and two one JP precinct and three and four another. I'm sorry?
Then we'd be against each other.
But yeah, you might end up moving people out of their precincts and requiring them to be.
Looks to me like this will work good for 10 years. I don't mind waiting on the kids to say things. Do something.
JP's possible, can I make a motion?
All right, with me.
What y'all do, we have any of us, so that lady doesn't have any of the three of us.
We got to take into consideration if we do any change, if we can affect the people that are in office now. We're not here to do that. We're trying to make sure we're not affecting anybody that's left along like we are.
We're good.
You're okay with it? I'm okay with it.
The courts recognize what they call continuity of leadership. Leaving incumbents intact, that's a valid criteria. One of the things that's on the agenda, you posted for action today, there is an order at the back of the packet. One is an order that recognizes your obligation to redraw the boundaries because you have a deviation that exceeds 10%. And the other is a set of criteria that you will use to judge any plan that you might adopt. Essentially, the criteria are pretty commonsensical. You comply with state and federal law. You comply with the Voting Rights Act. You preserve minority communities of interest. You don't try to unreasonably join populations simply because they are minority. You seek compact and contiguous boundaries. You try to use well-established election precincts. Your election precincts should be sized appropriately under state law. Your plan should afford incumbent office holders with protection in their positions. You should address fundamental government functions like road mileage maintenance. You should ensure that election voting districts are discreet, meaning that they don't contain territory for more than one JP, constable, state rep, state senate, state board of education, or congressional district. Now, does Mount Pleasant have single member districts or at large elections for their city council? Mix, a hybrid. To the extent. If it's a city ward, if it's a population more than 10,000, the county boxes need to recognize the city boundaries, the ward lines. So we'll need to get a copy of the city boundaries, which we have, and their ward lines, and try to make those lines harmonious. And it should try to locate polling places in convenient locations that are ADA compliant. Those are your criteria. I recommend you adopt both of those orders, either today or at your next regular meeting.
Do one at a time or do both?
I would do each, just so the record's clear that you're adopting each.
Established
if we took the people that are being relocated out of box six and allocated that population to box 15, how much closer would that be to a polling place?
Well, they're gonna have to go, be just as close to go to box seven. What's the one, Argo, was it 10?
Yeah. I don't know where, the box is, I'd have to look.
Let's see. Right there at the community center.
Here's box 15, here's, where's the polling place in 10?
1,001. Follow 1993 all the way around, it makes a loop.
Right about in there. So they, they'll be driving it up to here, or they could drive somewhere over into here? I don't know where the polling.
Well, they'll have to go up to, 1993, then come down interstate to get to 15.
Well, I can work with your elections administrator. It may be that some of the folks up north here in this part might go up here. Some down in this area might go over to 15. We might divide it somewhere in there.
15's Neville Chapel. Like I say.
How much money do you make the, you got less roads than us? They cut out a bunch of your roads. I mean, you never make the money.
I just made two.
I know, I'm saying, I'm suspicious.
I'm ready to get rid of them. You got to do it before somebody catches you.
Okay, I also plan to vote for Judge. In area, so don't worry about it. You commissioner, what's going on with the rig?
Talking about new base, 10?
Everything.
Seal coated?
No.
Asphalt.
Well, they didn't have seal coat on the top of that though.
I play pocket pavement.
Any other discussion or questions, anything like that?
Is it population that you're talking about? Or where we get three precincts, we're gonna have 24,000 people. Precincts for the right now. The amount of travel we have.
Well, I think the response to that, what we addressed is we got to have a precinct that is, that is achievable for, and I think specifically black, we talked specifically black, it's kind of, or just any of them.
Well, with the emerging growth of the Hispanic population, that's gonna become the dominant focus of the Department of Justice.
I have precinct two has a problem with larger Spanish population, other precincts are very close. True, well, I don't know.
Like I say, you could theoretically look at maybe joining one and two, and three and four, but I, that would pit incumbents against each other.
So you've got 3,700, and I got 3,100. Precinct three has 3,400. Yeah, precinct two has black population.
Bob, what's the next step? I will want to prepare some maps for you and charts to look at this proposal. I think you ought to circulate it among the elected officials and get comment, but we'll go ahead and put you on a calendar for a public hearing. I will prepare a packet similar to this for public use and a wall-sized map of the proposed boundaries. I'm guessing we can get around to doing that. We're doing a lot of counties. There's not, this work only comes around every decade, so we load up with as much of it as we can get. There aren't that many firms that have experience doing it. So I can be back probably in 6 weeks, and we'd have a public hearing at that time. Once a plan is adopted, there's additional work that has to be done to conform those boundaries and polling election precincts to the revisions, and I'll need to get some assistance from the city to make sure we try to harmonize the boxes with the city. Other than that, it's just some technical work that I tend to do. We then present you with an order that adopts that plan and orders those things into effect. As soon as that order is passed, we package the material up and get it into Washington. It takes the Department of Justice a minimum of 60 days in which to pre-clear a plan. We like to have that submitted no later than August 1st, which gives us 120 days, just to make sure, because if they do ask for more information, they get an additional 60 days. So we back up and try to have our deadline to get everything finished and submitted. So the earlier you can adopt a plan, if you could adopt a plan in June, early June, that would get you ahead of the crunch, you might say. And if it looks like this plan works for you, you don't want to consider, you know, if you want other options, I would need to hear from you so we can start working on those too. But this one works, I think. So
the only inequity I see is like Chris talked about, the number of citizens that is dealt with by the individual cases. And I think in order to honor the spirit of what we're trying to do, I think we can address it in a budget sense and not in more precincts, precincts. You know, their caseloads are a lot more than three precincts.
there's no wards, it's all at large?
Yes, it's all at everyone, it's all.
One, okay. Yeah, that's no problem. I didn't remember doing them last time.
Oh, another thing is probably that.
Did what?
Another thing is.
Yeah.